Record will show that Noble is not here. He is not, Supervisor Noble's not well. Supervisor Michael has another commitment with his family, and Supervisor Clark is on his way, as I understand it. Any citizen comments? Saying none, right? Chair, Supervisor, the Youth and Governance comments. I don't have any. Supervisors, any comments?
No, not that I can think of.
Saying none, Youth and Governance. Any?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a little Youth and Governance update. You guys want to see? I'm doing this service project at my school. I started a club this year called SWAG. It stands for Social Welfare and Awareness Group. And we're sponsoring this weekend a Christmas party. If you've ever heard of the Frank Neighborhood Project. Mm-hmm. I work with them a lot because I started getting to know them through my job at the Kenosha Y. And my service project focuses on, we're looking for baked goods and participation. SWAG's goal is to provide lots of homemade baked goods for the children along with extras to take home with their families. We would like as many people as possible to bake whatever homemade holiday treat they would like, drop it off at Frank Elementary, stay for a while, spend time with the children, and make a difference in their lives. Our goal is to just show them that they matter. And so far I've gotten 33 people responded back for just making like at least a dozen. And our goal is to have like at least 400 baked goods. And then after we play games and we eat breakfast with the kids, and then we're going to have like a long table where they can like have as many reasonable like baked goods as they want, and then whatever extras we have, we're gonna have little Christmas Ziploc bags, and we're gonna like put the cookies and the baked goods in the Ziploc bags, and then each kid gets a bag to take home to their family, so their family gets something too.
Very nice.
So update.
Who determines a reasonable amount of baked goods that they can eat?
When the kids start turning green.
And I started. Put Dennis down for a couple dozen. He's a great baker.
One of my suppliers dropped off a whole sheet of red velvet cupcakes at my home this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Well, here's a tip for you. I just got a shipment of cookies via FedEx. Not a good way to ship cookies.
Probably worse to ship, cupcakes.
So we now have a bunch of crumbs. Any other comments? If not, communications. Frank, I have no communications. Anything you need to share with the committee?
No.
Okay. At 6:33, approval of the October 11th, 2011, and November 30th, 2011 minutes. I will entertain a motion on that.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Brunick, seconded by Ekinis. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Minutes are approved as presented. 6A, legislative report on status of Corp Council's 2011 budget.
We rang the bell this year.
That you did.
Looking at it, the items with the aspects are through the month of October, and it should be at 83% or lower. And keep going over a little bit high as the life insurance, and that's not a major item. Other line items are through the month of November. Our line should be at 91%, and we are below everything in all of the line items, of course, the exceptions of legal fees and trial costs, which the board acted on in the last meeting. I thought as long as that was coming up, I would just for a second here, maybe if you want to do this at another meeting, and that's to talk a little bit about the office in terms of what it's set up to do, what it can do, and the need to sometimes go to outside counsel to perhaps look at the criteria that were used in retaining outside counsel. Been a very unusual year because of the casino, because of the fraud cases, because of what's going on with the budget and social services, and a few other items. So if there is some options are, and maybe take a look at that and see what we're set up to do, what we can and can't do.
Well,
maybe how to address it in the future.
Quite honestly, I wouldn't mind a